Head over the ditch now to New Zealand, have a chat to the best in the business, Mickey Gearan, who's gearing up for a Group 1 racing over this weekend. However, it could be some different conditions that we would expect for Group 1 racing this time of the year. How are you, Mick?
I'm really well. I'm good, Michael. Big hi to everybody in Victoria. You think they're like picking up on the track, but also cooling down at the same time, because we have the Captain Cook Stakes on Saturday at Trentham. It's another one of the Group 1s, and as you know, that's the real deal stuff. But it's rated a heavy 10 at the moment. We've had a bit of a weird start to summer over here weather-wise, and after we started getting into the panther of, you know, good summer racing, this has just come out of nowhere. So it's put the trainers in a difficult position. Most of the horses who are at that Group 1 level in New Zealand are trained at the top of the North Island. Now, Trentham is in Wellington, which is right at the bottom of the North Island. That's a hell of a float trip. It takes about 8 or 10 hours, and it can take a bit out of the horses. Some of these trainers don't want to start on a 10. You think they're in Melbourne, Sydney to start on a bad track, they just don't bother. But there's not many other Group 1s, and of course they won't know until Saturday morning whether the track comes back to a 7. So really tricky conundrum for the trainers and for the bookies, because the bookies are picking it up if it's going to be a 5 or a 6, but of course it might stay a 10. So it's a really tricky one, because it's the focus race of the week. We don't know who's going to start, and we don't know what sort of track conditions it's going to be. So really unusual one for the Captain Cook Stakes on Saturday. And then basically every week after that, Michael, while you guys go through a little bit of a group race hiatus, there's pretty much group racing in New Zealand every Saturday or Boxing Day or New Year's Day for the next 5 weeks. So we get really into the big stuff, and then January's massive as well. So your guys' off-season is very much our on-season for the Galloping Code.
Are there going to be many headline acts that we're looking forward to during this Group 1 period over there, even though it is the off-season as far as the spring contenders in Australia are concerned? Is there an update on Catalyst and any other guns we should be looking for?
I think Catalyst will see a while away. At the back end of January, you're going to see Melody Bell returning. Interested to see. I think they'll probably nominate her for a couple of those Melbourne features to come back again. I'm not sure they'd nominate her for the All-Star. I'm thinking they might go to the Australian Cup, but wouldn't be surprised if he probably will nominate her for the All-Star. But on the local front over here, Avantage will race over here. There's a really, really good mare in New Zealand you wouldn't have seen or heard about. It's called La Vontae. It's by Prazia. And if you get bored sometime listening to this and you want to check out a good horse, go on to nzracing.co.nz. Check out what La Vontae did last start at Pukekohe. Now, she's going to race against Avantage, those serious Group 1 horses, in the railway on a New Year's Day. She's the type of horse who could turn up and win, for want of a better race, a Coolmore or something like that as regards to the Coolmore Mares race in Sydney, one of those type of races. She might be a little bit special. I don't say that many of them. She might be. So then, obviously, the three-year-olds are rolling out. Three-year-old over here called Aegon for the Baker Forsman team. We know how well they go in Australia. He's going to be a horse he's going to race on through the summer. So there's going to be plenty here, but Melody Bell at the back end of the season, Probabil, those type of horses, I'm thinking probably they might go straight to Australia.
Yeah. Will we get to see that La Vontae come to Australia in the autumn, or is that a bit too early?
Yeah, look, the talk was yes. Like, I don't mean to hype her up, because New Zealand sprinters aren't that good. She hadn't raced for 8 months, came out at Counties last start in a proper Group 1 field, and just destroyed them. So if you get a chance to see her, there's a little bit of wink light about her. And by no means am I saying she's wink, not being ridiculous, but there's a little bit about the performance that makes you go, wow, look at this thing go. So she's worth checking out. She's from a stable who has campaigned in Australia, not very often, the Kelso stable. She has a chance to turn up in a race in Sydney, and she can handle wet tracks and be a proper chance of winning a good mares race. So keep your head, just raw ability. She may not be that far behind Probabil, but totally unexposed.
Well, that's one to put in the black book for all the Australian and Victorian punters. Speaking of that black book, we've got some nice harness racing on Saturday night at Melton. Where are you going for a winner over the weekend? Is there anything you like?
Yeah, well, every Friday for the next month, we have massive racing at Alexandra Park. All the good horses in New Zealand come to Auckland now. So they race in Christchurch, then they all move to Auckland. No, they're in Auckland. I like one tomorrow night. The bookies stuffed this up. Race two, number two tomorrow night at Alexandra Park, there's a horse called First Class. Now, he's not going to turn up and win. It's not one of those, I'll lead and win and you can just go collect your money job. But he's top pick in the race for me. And he's clear top pick. I thought I was happy to back him at $2.80, $2.90. He opened yesterday at $8, Michael. I actually stared at the screen and thought, no, that must be wrong. I actually thought they were going to change the price. He's up to around $5 now. But I still think he's a $2.80 chance. Race two, Alexandra Park tomorrow night, that will lead and or trail, and they just don't make ground there. It's too fast. He's the right horse in the right race. To people listening to this, I don't often say this, but he's close to a maximum bet job as an each-way play. Because in New Zealand, each-way, you get top three, even in a smaller field. I can't see him missing a place. I just can't. And he's top pick to win. And I think when the odds open the tab, you're probably still going to get to $5.
Well, I was going to say, the sad thing is the market's not up on race two at Alexandra Park as yet to hear for us.
It's open here, and a couple of the courts will follow him pretty quickly. They'll be open later on today. Not that I want to be pumping up the courts, but, bottom line is...
Let's hope Nick Quinn and Trent haven't been missing.
They'll still mirror the market. I reckon the lowest you'll get is 4.5 upon opening tomorrow. Just jump on, because Alexandra Park... Premier racing, you've got to be on the speed. I spoke to Mark Pooty last night and he said to me, it's my top pick in the race. He trains the favourite, who's $2. And he said, this is a better chance.
You've talked us into it, no doubt about that, Mick. Good on you, mate. Enjoy the weekend. Best of luck, and we'll do it all again next week.
Mate, can I ask you a question, Michael? As we're talking, is your collar up or is it down? Just checking after week's departure.
I've gone topless for you today, so no collar. So.
what a bonus, Michael. I hope everybody has a good weekend on the punt, mate.
Good on